it's Dan. So in this video, I want to ask you the question, is investing risky? So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So in this session, let's talk about investing. And when I first started out, this is what I used to hear all the time. Oh, it's risky. Don't want to do that. That's what people used to say. That was my favourite. Quick in breath of air. Don't want to do that. It's risky. And looking back over the last 22 years of investing in property, you're right. It was risky. But you know what a bigger risk is? Not investing. A bigger risk was sticking in a job till I'm 65 or 67 now, I guess, till your pension kicks in, getting a golden clock, a handshake, and a out the door. And then I get to live my life, and then I die at 74, or whatever that's going to be. That, for me, is a bigger risk. And the reason why people say investing is risky is because they don't know how to invest. No one's taught them. They never had conversations. Or they've known someone who invested and they did it wrong. And they probably didn't invest. Because investing isn't risky. That's the whole point. It's completely the opposite to being risky. If you take your money and you put it in a FTSE 100 average index, use Vanguard, low fees, bang it into an ISA, got up to 20 grand a year. That's all you need. And of course, this is not financial advice because I'm not qualified to give financial advice. So if you've got that and you invest 1,000 quid a month for the next 20 years, by the time you're 50 or 60, depending on the time that you actually start, you're going to be minted. You're going to be living off the dividends. You're going to be able to keep the capital in place and you just live off the dividends. And it'll just keep going up. Because over the long term, it just keeps on going up. And that's what will happen. It's built like that. The whole system is. And it's built around inflation and it's built around the government printing money. It's one of the reasons why Bitcoin's taken off. It's because they're not printing any more Bitcoin. It's only going to go up in value. And the fact it's not connected to anything, well, neither is currency. The UK pound, well, let's use the dollar as the average because that's the one I know about. The US dollar came off the gold standard in 1972 and we had rampant inflation from 1972 up to now. So it has to increase. That's just the way that it is. That's why house prices go up. That's why wages are increasing. My first job, which is 32 years ago now, I was 16 at the time and it was like £1.67 an hour. Now minimum wage is £8, £7.58, whatever it is. But investing isn't risky. Not knowing how to invest is risky. And I ask people, how many books have you read? And we go, none. How many podcasts have you listened to? How many financial advisors do you hang out with? Or do you question on a regular basis? Or have you had these conversations with? None. And it's like, well, of course investing is risky if you don't know what you're doing. Everything's risky. Is riding a bike risky? I know someone who rode a bike, he fell off, hurt his head, had, you know, some severe damage for quite a period of time. That's risky. He was doing a triathlon at the time. But is riding a bike ultimately risky? Not really. And I'm not saying that he didn't know what he was doing. He clearly did. But he put himself into a situation where he was overextending himself and he got caught out. He was trying to go fast where he should have gone slow. I imagine. I don't know. But that's what most people do when they're investing. They try and go fast when it should go slow. They are too eager to invest without actually reading up on the reports, on books, listening to podcasts, watching films, watching videos. You know, on Netflix, there's a couple of really good films on investing. Like, go look at Wall Street. Go watch that film with Gordon Gekko. It was really funny because Gordon Gekko, in an interview, what's it called? Martin Sheen, is it? Is it Martin Sheen? Yeah, I think it's Martin. It's one of them, isn't it? It's not Charlie. But anyway, he was saying that Gordon Gekko was a baddie and he had loads of people who started in Wall Street and they said, the reason I started in Wall Street was because of you. And he's like, but you know, that's a bad character. But there's lots of films out there. You should go watch all of them and download them and study them and then read the books about them. It's very interesting. But Wolf of Wall Street has an extension. After the film ends, there's a part two, which is in book form. You should go read that. It's very enlightening. Very interesting. So investing's not risky. Not investing is riskier. Because my problem with this is right now we're in lockdown, we're in coronavirus, and if you'd have looked back at March compared to today, some of our stock prices have literally doubled. The risk was not in investing. And by the way, some of us people will have sold when the prices dropped, only to buy back when the price is high. And actually, you should have been dollar cost averaging. So you're buying when the price is high and you're buying when the price is low, and it just averages out. But over a period of time, as an average, it increases over time. That's the way it goes. That's how you remove all the risk. And then we've got people who have been furloughed. Then we've got people who have been made redundant. Then we've got people who haven't been in a job long enough to be redundant. Literally, I knew somebody who was made redundant twice. One of my tenants, she was made redundant twice in like the same month. And the second one, she didn't get any money because she's not been there long enough. And unfortunately, then she got a car stolen from the blooming garage while I was in from this MOT. I mean, talk about things coming in threes. But the bigger risk there is not having any investments that are going to pay your dividends or to carry you through the next 6 months as a buffer in case, you know, it hits the fan. That's where the bigger risk comes from. I'm very fortunate because we've got millions of pounds of properties under our belt now. And we're lucky as well, it's residential, not commercial. Commercial rents have really struggled. But residential, you know, just through luck more than anything else, but touch wood, we've been very lucky, and that's brilliant. But if we hadn't have had that and we'd have had a job, we might have had some real difficulty there. And I'm not saying that solves all problems, because it doesn't solve all problems. You investing is risky if you don't take the education, but not taking the investment is a bigger risk. Well, what if I lose my £1,000 a month? How are you going to lose it over a long 20, 30, 40 years, which is what you should be investing for? Don't try and time the market. Stay in the market for the longest time possible. That's the golden rule of investing. And that eradicates all risk, pretty much. Listen, I'd love to know what you guys think. Come and drop me a message, let me know. If you don't want to leave it on YouTube, come and join me in the Facebook group. Come and find me on Facebook. Come and join the mastermind group in there. We talk about stuff like this, you know. Alright, my name's Dan Latto. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Hope some of that's really useful for you. Hope it gives you motivation to stay in the game for as long as you possibly can. Have a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.